The book of 2 Corinthians. Get that arrow pointing back there, brother Fred. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, want everyone to look at this morning. And God wants you to be real still. All teenagers, everybody, listen to me. Give me your attention. This point on, don't get up and move. Don't walk out. Stay still. You can be still for about 25 minutes here. Everybody listen to me. It's important that everybody hear. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 1. Look at verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, look at that. Somebody's hiding the gospel. It is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God, see that little g? Who's this talking about? The God of this world. Our Father this morning, Jehovah God in heaven, is not the God of this world. Not right now, He ain't. He's going to be. You know who's the God of this world right now? Somebody tell me. The devil, Satan is. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. See that verse there? It says, the God of this world hath blinded the minds of those that believe not. So I want to use that as a thought this morning, and I'm going to preach on this subject. Has the devil blinded you? Has the devil blinded you? The Bible says that the God of this world, Satan, has blinded people. Blinded. The devil's job is to blindfold you, to keep you from seeing the wonderful things of God. If he can do this, his purpose will be accomplished in your life. Adam and Eve, there in the Garden of Eden, were blinded to the result of their sin. If the devil can get you blinded, see, it says the light will shine on them. When I put my hand here, if I put it up here, that light don't hit my face. But when the blinders goes down, then the light comes in. The devil's job is to blind everybody in the world to keep them from seeing how good and merciful and great God is. If everybody in the world could see the truth of the gospel this morning, everybody in the world get saved. There would not be one person in the world wouldn't get saved if they could see the truth, see hell, see heaven, and know the truth, know what Jesus done for them, and know what He will do for them. Isn't that right? Amen? So, why don't they get saved? Because the God of this world hath blinded them. You remember when Samson was blinded, when he laid his head and went to sleep in the wrong barber shop. You remember that story? David was blinded to the result of his sin with Bathsheba. Balaam was blinded to the angel of God when he's riding the mule, the donkey, through there. And the angel of the Lord standing there with a sword, but he couldn't see him. Remember that? Couldn't see him. And so all the way through the Bible, we see this truth that God has something good, but people can't see it because they're blind. Everywhere you go, people say, well, if there's a God, why don't He do something? Listen, man, He's doing all kinds of things. People are too blind to see what God's doing. Somebody said, if there's a God, why don't He work miracles? He's working them every day. I'm one. You're one. This church is one. People are just too blind to see it. Now, to illustrate my point this morning, let me see if I can do something. Brother Andy, I want you to come up here and help me just a second. All right? I want you to come up here and help me. He's going to be a man here, and this man here represents you. This man represents you. Out here is the world, things of God, and the blessings of the Lord. Now I'm going to need the devil here. So you look like a devil this morning. Come on up here, brother Dan. He looks more like a devil than anybody up here because of that little thing there. Amen. Now he's got his little Hitler mustache here, so. I said that man had one of them little bitty mustache like that, and said his nose was real big. And they said, I said, had to have a little mustache because nothing will grow in the shade. But Anyway, the devil is going to take this and blind him. He's going to blind him. All right. Here you go, devil. All right. Now, this is the devil's job. This is you. This is me. And he's going to blind him. All right. Put that right here. Now, no. Right in front of his eyes. He can still see over that way. There you go. All right. Now, you know what he can't see? You know what he can't see? He cannot see the things that I've got for him. All right, I've got something for you here, Andy. I've got something here for you. Boy, I'll tell you what. I've got something here for you. But it ain't doing him a bit of good. You know why? Because he can't see it. I had a man right there. All right. Hey, you know what I want next, don't you? Uh-oh. Hey, don't let him see me. You're not a very good devil. All right. I have something else for him. I have something for you, Andy. Would you like this? You don't know what it is. Would you like this? See? You know what? God's got all kinds of stuff for you. And the devil's got you blind. You teenagers sitting here this morning, listen, you sit back there in Sunday school, don't pay attention. You know why? Because the devil's got you blind, man. The devil's got you blind. You can't even see what good things the Lord's got for you. I've got this for him. He can't see it. I might have this for him. He can't see it. I might have this for him. See, he's just going by the sound of my voice. I might have this for him. See, that's the way the devil works. And see, and you know what? Here's you, teenagers. Y'all listening to me? That's you in Sunday school. You know what? There's a word for you. We call it stupid. And it's what it is. It means you can't see the good things that God's got for you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad or nothing, but you should, because you can't see the good things that God's got for you. And the only way you can see it, the Bible said, has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. Now, you know what? If you come in and you said, if he says, Lord, help me, say, Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Say it sincerely. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
All right. Now the blinder goes down. All right. Now he can see it. He gets a good thing. That's what the devil had for you there, and you didn't know it, see? Amen. All right. Now, as we continue this message this morning, that's how I make a living. I do this illustration everywhere I go preach. Now listen, I've got guns and knives and money, all kinds. Look, that's what the devil does. That's what the devil does for you. Now, look here. The devil, you don't know what God's got for you, but the devil blinds you. Okay, you fellas can sit down. Here you go. You know what? You know what? You don't realize all the good things that God, the Bible says, the God of this world had blinded the mind of them that believe not. You know what Amazing Grace said? I once was blind, but now I see. Thank God for that day the Lord took the blinders off. Thank God for that day. I said, have you ever heard anybody say, I don't see why you go to church all the time. I don't see why that. I don't see anything wrong with this. I don't see what's wrong with that. I don't see that. You know why they say, I don't see? They're blind. The God of this world has blinded them from the things of God. Let me say about four things about it this morning, and we're going to go. Everybody listening? Let me show you how the devil blinds you. Number one, the devil blinds men to the goodness of God. Wouldn't you agree with that? The devil blinds us to how good God is. Listen, we are living in a time when people are so blind, they actually accuse God of being bad. And blaming God for their problems. You ever met anybody like that? I know people, and you do too, that say, don't you love God? No. Why'd He get me in the mess I'm in? And see how blind anybody is. People say, well, God, I don't love God. He let me get cancer. I don't love God. He let me have a car wreck. They're blind to the goodness of God. The Bible said His mercies are new every morning. Watch this. See that air? You know where that air come from? God gave me that air. Right, brother, listen, every breath I breathe, God give it to me. You know where that water comes from back there? God lets that water be purified so we can drink it. God lets my heart beat every single second of this world. God has let my heart beat every second since I've been born, and yours too. He's to us. He's good to us. The Bible said His mercies are new every morning. But we're living in a generation that is so blind, they actually are accusing God of being wrong. I read the other day that there was a man, George Albert, I believe his name was, a 35-year-old electrician, has sued God and company. Filed a lawsuit against God. And it's God and company. That's preachers. His people. God and company. And he said he had an accident. And they declared this accident. He got electrocuted out working somewhere. And they declared it an act of God. And he said, well, I'm going to sue him then if he done that to me. And what a nut, man. What a nut. Crazy thing. God didn't show up in court, of course. And it was thrown out. And it's crazy. It's like these people nowadays. Have you heard nowadays that people that are overweight, real obese, are now suing McDonald's? Really? They really are. They're saying, it's your fault I'm fat. And they're saying, and we're living in a generation when nothing's our fault. Nothing's our fault. Is that not true? Lord have mercy. Well, I know Ronald McDonald chased you down and crammed them Big Macs down your throat. And crammed another one down it. And crammed another one down it. And just stuck French fries down it. Did you hear about that one big woman? She went to the doctor, brother. And they pulled up a big roll so they could examine her, and a French fry fell out. And the remote control, too. They wondered why every time she rolled over, the TV changed channels. But I want to tell you what, boy, you listen to me this morning. Listen, that ain't McDonald's fault. That's not McDonald's fault. You can't blame them. You know where that stuff got started? That stuff got started when them cigarette companies started getting sued. Here's a man gets cancer. Took one cigarette right after another, and he said, I'm suing you because I'm getting cancer. Buddy, they didn't chase you down and make you do it. You can't blame nobody but yourself. If they can sue the cigarette companies, I know a bunch of people that ought to sue the liquor stores and the beer company for the car wrecks. Liquor's killed 10 million times more people than cigarettes ever has. Say amen? And if they take cigarettes ad off TV, they sure ought to take liquor ads off, because liquor's killed more people than cigarettes and marijuana and cocaine all put together. Say amen. And if you got liquor and beer wine in your refrigerator, you're in trouble with the Lord. Because wine is a mocker and beer, strong drink is raging. And if you drink it, you're not smart. It's what the Bible says. It's not wise. So, the devil blinds men to the goodness of God. I guess everybody who commits an act of murder or rape could sue the porn industry. Everybody who commits murder could sue Hollywood. That's what it's coming to. But the truth is, you are responsible for your action. You can't blame it on God. God's good to you. God's been good to you. God has been good to you. You people listen to me this morning. You could have been in a foreign country somewhere this morning, starving, with your belly hurting, worshiping a false god, dying with AIDS, and burning hell forever and ever and ever. God's let you be born in the best country in the world, the best part of that country, and drink clean water, breathe clean air, hear the Bible preach, have a chance to be saved, work, raise your family. God's been good to you. Don't you ever sit there and say, well, God's been mean to me. God's not good to me. The devil's blinded you to the goodness of God. Amen? I want to say secondly this morning, the devil blinds men to their own spiritual condition. The devil blinds people to their own spiritual condition. It don't matter how we look to each other. It's what he sees in us that matters. I know a lot of people. Here's the way people are. You go out and talk to them. Are you saved? Well, I'm as good as so-and-so. Matter of fact, I'm better than so-and-so. And you can always find somebody to compare yourself with that's worse than you are. Ain't that right? I mean, I don't care how bad you are. A man said, preacher witnessed to him. He said, now, preacher, I'll tell you, I do drink a little bit. But he said, I never get so drunk that I can't get up and go into work. Now, what that means, see, I'm right with God. I'm right with the Lord because these other people. I ain't like some of these people that get drunk and can't make it in on Monday morning. So he goes and talks to a man that gets drunk and can't get up on Monday morning. And he said, well, I'll tell you, preacher, I'll be honest with you. I do drink on the weekends, and sometimes I don't make it in on Monday, but I'm there on Tuesday. I ain't like a lot of these people that miss all week long. I'm a pretty good feller. Next man, don't talk over here. Don't talk. Next man says, I'll tell you one thing, preacher. I do have a drinking problem, I admit. But I don't just stay drunk. I mean, I do pay my bills and don't leave my phone off the hook and make my wife answer the phone. And I don't throw up but every weekend. I ain't like some of these people. Next man said, well, I'll tell you one thing. I do get drunk about every weekend and I puke and everything. But I've never rolled over in it more than twice. I ain't like some of these people. You can always find somebody worse off than you are. You can always find somebody living a worse life to make yourself look good. That's blinding to your own spiritual condition. I always amaze me how that these people can, on these, I remember used to on Hee Haw, we used to watch Hee Haw, and they'd make dirty jokes, man, wore shorts up to here and laughed and joked all week, all solid hour, and then at the very end they'd all get around and sing, there will be peace in the valley for me. I mean, they're blinded to their own spiritual condition. Everybody gets real religious when somebody dies or something happens, and brother, people are blind to their own spiritual condition. You listen to me this morning, you don't judge your spiritual condition by what your neighbor does. You don't look over and say, well, I go to church more than he does, so I'm all right. Or I don't do as bad as he does, so I'm all right. You judge it by this book right here. And according to that, they ain't none of us all right. We're all have sinned and fell short. Somebody's telling me just this week, they said, you know something, Brother Danny? I was witnessing these teenage girls, and they told me, they said, I was witnessing these girls, And I don't even know who the girls was. They said, I was witnessing these girls and I was telling them about the Lord. And they said, boy, make us feel bad. We're not doing wrong. She said, we're just smoke pot and we just, you know, drink a little bit and we party a little bit. She said, well, what do you think's wrong? They said, well, we're not in jail. So it's all right, whatever you do, as long as you ain't in jail. You go talk to the guy in jail. He said, well, I'll tell you what, I got caught and everything, but I'm not in there for life. You know, well, I might be in here for life, but I ain't in solitary. You know, everybody can find somebody worse. You know what the devil's done? He's blinded you to your own spiritual condition. The truth is this morning, brother, you want to see how bad you are, you get in that book right there. The other night I was in here, one night after church, I came back in here to look at these visitors' cards or something, and it's dark in here. And when you come into church late at night, and ain't nobody been there for an hour or so, and flip them lights on, you see stuff. You hear stuff. You feel stuff. I don't know. It's spooky. And boy, church is the spookiest place in the world at night like that when you're in there by yourself. And boy, I come in here, and I was in here in my office, and I was sitting there at my desk, and have you ever just thought you saw something? I thought I saw something. And I looked down, there wasn't nothing there. Oh, I was just moving my imagination. And I thought I saw it again. And there's a little rat about that long. And he come out like this, come out real slow. And I just sat there and watched him. I thought, ooh, that's the devil that's come in here after me. Like that. And I waited, we got right in the middle floor and I went, bah! Boy, he turned around and took off like, man. When that light comes on, them things scatter. Now listen, that's the way spiritual light is. When real Bible preaching comes on, that's why you need to go to church. Because the Bible shines a light on you and you realize, oh my Lord, I'm messed up. I need God. I need help. The devil will blind you to your own spiritual condition. Have you ever realized the more preaching you hear and the more you come to church, the more awful you think you are? And people out here don't never go to church, think they're okay? You know why that is? The devil's got them blinded. They don't realize. They have no clue how far away from shore they are. They have no clue how far off base they are. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. I know I'm a long way from what I ought to be. I know I'm a sinful wretch. I know where I ain't the best person in the world, but I got my blinders off. The devil's not got me blinded. I know I need the Lord this morning. Do you? Do you? The devil will tell you how good you are. Churches are filled with these do-gooders who participate in community activities and holiday a-thons and giving money, you know, and giving to charity and raising for this program. And they say, well, I helped out the children's hospital this year and gave them $50. Yeah, and didn't in church all year long and spent $100,000 on your yacht, you know, and everything. The devil blinds people of their own spiritual condition. Let me say thirdly this morning, the devil blinds me into the way of salvation. The devil blinds men to the way of salvation. The devil says, you don't understand it, forget it. The devil says, Christians can't be happy. You take 50 lost people and 50 saved people this morning, any 50 at random, 50 that are saved, 50 that are not saved. Interview them and get them to be honest and say, are you happy? What if I asked you this morning, are you happy? Some of you would say, I guess. You know why? Because it's been so long since you were really happy, you forgot what it's even like. The devil blinded you to your own spiritual condition. And I lost it. I told you I'll be celebrating my birthday tomorrow. My spiritual birthday. My real physical birthday is November 4th. But my spiritual birthday is April 19th. Tomorrow I'll get in to Nebo Baptist Church as a teenager. What got saved by the grace of God, and the Lord done great things in my life. I know that I got saved. I know that I knelt before the Lord and He saved me. But let me tell you what the devil is. The devil will do. He'll tell you that Jesus is not just, He's just a great man or an example. He's not the Savior. He's just somebody we should follow. That's why other religions have you doing all kinds of crazy stuff to try to get yourself to heaven. Like a monk. I read about a monk. A monk, somebody that lives in a monastery. And a monastery is where monasters are. Scary stuff. The home for unwed fathers, what they call them. And these monks in there, and these guys, this fellow, he lived in there, he wore chains. He wore chains all over his body. He could barely crawl and wore chains because he thought if he punished himself, God would accept him and he'd go to heaven and not go to hell or purgatory when he died. He'd go straight to heaven. Monks sit in swamps for some of them. 30 and 40 years a month. Seen them dudes wear them big hoods and everything, and they just walk around like this all the time. They think I'm torturing myself. I'm beating this flesh down. Let me tell you something, monkey, brother monk, whatever you are, your flesh is just as wicked as Marilyn Manson's. And you can put a hood on it. You can tie chains around it. You can lock it up in a room. You can lock it up. You can go blind, and your flesh is still wicked. And yours is too, by the way. I know these people say, well, I'm just this, and I'd never do nothing like that. And I'd know, yeah, shut up too. Yeah, we know you. Your flesh is just as mean as anybody else's. You're made out of the same stuff, brother, as Jeffrey Dahmer. You're made out of the same stuff as John Dillinger, brother, or Hitler. You're made out of the same stuff as Madonna. You're made out of the same old stuff. Listen, we have to have a Savior. We cannot save ourselves. We must have a Savior. I'm glad this morning I got a Savior. Somebody said, oh, Danny Castle ain't much. You got that right. Somebody said, oh, Danny Castle ain't much of a preacher. You got it right. Somebody said, oh, Danny Castle, you got it right. But guess what old Danny's got? He's got a Savior. I've got a Savior this morning. His name is Jesus. And when God looks at me, He don't see me like you see me. He sees me in the blood. He sees me covered. He sees me accepted in the Beloved, the Bible says. And that's what people don't understand. And that's why the devil's got people blinded. I read about a monk who slept sitting up for 40 years. Sitting in swamps, let mosquitoes bite. Have you ever slept up like this? I mean, your head falls off like this. He thought, I'm not going to lay down and give myself pleasure. Because he thought, if you give yourself pleasure, it's evil. I'm going to tell you something, buddy. You can stick pins in yourself. You can tie yourself up in a knot. Yoga and TM, try to meditate. You can try to think your problems away. You can get drunk. You can get high. You can do whatever you want to. But deep inside of you, there's a lost soul that needs a Savior. And the devil blinds you to the mercy of God and the way of salvation. I want to say this and I'm through. You know them Muslims running them cars. You know what? You know them suicide bombers all the time? You say, boy, anybody be crazy to do that. You know what they think? Their religion told them if they'll go in there and blow themselves up, that they'll go to heaven and have 50 wives or something like that. I forgot what it said. Ain't that what Saddam Hussein and them believe? Something like that. And listen, brother, them poor little old boys go in there thinking, if I go in there and drive my car in this building and blow myself up, I'll go, listen, if them big shot leaders really believe that, why don't they do it? They'll practice what they preach, amen? Boy, if I believe that, If I really believed you could kill yourself and go live in a 10,000 times better place and never feel bad, that'd be the way to go. But I don't believe that. God, you don't impress God one bit. Your monk outfit don't impress God one bit. Amen? Our King James Bible under our arm and our haircuts and our dressing here don't impress God. Brother, we need a Savior. We need a Savior. We need a Savior. And His name is Jesus. Last, I'll say this and I'm done. The devil blinds people to the certainty of death and of judgment. You listening? Young people? The devil blinds you. Some of you this morning are blind because you think you ain't never going to face God and never have to go to heaven or hell. You think it's a joke. People, I ask people out in public that have a shirt on and say, speed on, brother. Hell ain't half full yet. I've seen bumper stickers on cars. I seen one the other day on the back of a car. It said, if the love of money is the root of all evil, why do churches beg for it? I seen one yesterday on the car over here when I was left here from the bus meeting. And it said, the Lord chooses the good ones and the bad ones choose the Lord. And what that was insinuating is any church, any preacher, anything, what we're doing here this morning, we're using God as to scare people and make money or something like that. That's wicked. That's wicked. People, let me tell you something this morning. The devil blinds people to the certainty of death and of judgment. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Every person in here today has an appointment with death, and you're going to die just as sure as you're sitting there. Where's the last generation? They're gone. Where's one before that? They're gone. There ain't one of them here. There ain't nobody here from the 1800s. There ain't nobody here from the 1700s. There's a few people alive that were in the 1900s, maybe one or two somewhere in the world from the 1800s. But brother, nobody gets out of here alive. Nobody. Men are walking on a thin sheet of ice over a bottomless pit. What if I had a lake of fire right here burning this morning, and he was going towards it, and see the devil just blinds him, so he can't see it. He can't see it. Until one day, he's gone. The devil blinds you. He don't let you see it. You hear stories all the time of people who don't realize. Lenny Bias, I was thinking about that basketball player. 22 years old. Star basketball player. Just signed a contract. Millions of dollars. 22 years old, kids. And he went to a party one night, and somebody said, you ever tried this? And he tried some dope, some cocaine, and had something in it. So you don't know what you're getting when you get something from somebody out there. You don't know what you're getting. And he tried it one time, and he never woke up the next morning. It killed that boy just like that. And he's in heaven or hell right now. I don't know which. I hope he got saved. See, the devil blinded him. He thought, man, I got plenty. I'm only 22. I got my whole life ahead of me. You've heard me tell the story. I thought about it last night. And for the kids here that are not saved, I repeat it. You Christians, bear with me and understand. These boys down here near Spartanburg. Did you see in the Morgan and Paper just this week where these two kids got hurt trying to jump a train right over here from one of the schools? Well, these boys down in Spartanburg go down there every evening after school and go down the railroad track. And they got to play. And I used to do this when we was teenagers. I done the same thing. We used to go down there and the train be going real slow. Jump ride down a little bit. We'd be going real slow. And these trains are going fast. And there's two sets of tracks. And these boys got to going down there every day after school. And they'd stand there like this. And when the train was coming by, they'd dare each other to see who could jump across the track first after the train went by. So the train kept coming by faster and faster, and they was lifing and pushing each other, and as soon as the train go by, they'd jump. And they'd say, I won. And they got to getting a little more brave. One evening, they were all down there. They were standing there like this. The boy had his foot there. He's 17 years old. He said, I'm going to beat everybody. Stand back. And they was all pushing and laughing at each other and everything. He said, all right, stand back. Look out. And he put his foot like that, and that train was flying by, and he saw the cub coming, and he ran back like that. And as soon as that train come by, he jumped with all his might. He didn't know it. But there's another train coming down the other way. And when that train went by and he jumped, his head and chest went right in the path of that other one, and it took him out like that. And he never even knew what hit him, kid. Never, 17 years old. You can be sitting here this morning. You can be sitting here this morning in perfect health. This is your last day. You don't know if you're ever going to come back to church again. You don't know if you're not going to be in intensive care today. Some of you done something last night that you be here in this altar this morning saying, God, help me, forgive me, cleanse me. You know it, and God knows it, and the devil knows it. The devil's got you blinded to how good God is. Why don't you come this morning and say, Lord, help me. I had an earthquake in India some time ago. 100,000 people died. 100,000. There wasn't but like 3,000 died in the World Trade Center. 97,000 more. World Trade Center wasn't dropping a bucket to that thing. I'm not belittling it. I'm just saying that was a tragedy. Something's going to happen to you one of these days, and something's going to happen to me. Has the devil blinded you? Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Everybody bow your head.